Check one, check two. Hello, hello.
And I have a little sip of my morning coffee.
Delicious. Ugh. Delicious. Okay, hi everybody. Happy Sunday. I wasn't gonna do a stream today, but I have a great little addendum to yesterday. Very odd, very interesting world we live in, very interesting life. And every time I think I have some insights from my humorous, loving, God-fearing, yet at times comically tragic, odd, weird, ostracized life, I share it because why not? I mean, I'm just your neighborhood wizard slaying, spell breaking, ostracized comedian living in paradise. So today is called My Complicated Relationship with Men in Petite Hats and a Message to Protected Class. Okay, so yesterday's stream was broken up into two parts. The first part got taken down by YouTube, obviously, probably prompted by the AD. So me and the dude, for those, just to recap, this dude, longtime listener, a Jewish gentleman in Israel, was offended by me and not offended, I'll get to that, but he wrote a letter about how me and Crow misrepresented their kosher symbols on the food because we were saying it identifies the food that isn't poison. I stand by it. But so we keep arguing after the stream ends. And just like the script that I already had in my head, it started fitting where he was like, I'm a supporter on unauthorized. And of course, my first response is keep your money, Grabber. I'll burn it. So then, both of those videos get struck for hate speech, so I write to him. There's a happy ending. Hang on, just listen. I wrote, where is it? Today's stream has already been taken off YouTube for hate speech. You special boys win again. Keep your precious money, pal. You're a protected class. May you live forever. Don't ever write to me again about spreading quote-unquote fear. You're literally part of a tribe that makes most people's jobs impossible. Enjoy your Coca-Cola. Right, so I'm just to let you guys, I'm letting you guys in on my behind the scenes life because it's no different. It's not at all, like my confrontational nature and my sharp tongue doesn't stop when the stream ends. In fact, it's the exact same. So we start going back and forth and I start getting the pit in my stomach that this dude is just Jewish and not, in fact, a grabber. So he writes, it gets very complicated. So he writes, I'm not offended and never have been questioning of the Holocaust narrative. Why would I be offended what you say about symbols on Coke bottles? You asked if I was, which I, all right, so, nonetheless, it's too bad the stream was removed. I don't count that as a win. I am part of the tribe, but so is Dave Weiss. Maybe one day you'll lump me in with him as one of the exceptions, but no offense taken if that ever happens. So I put on my thinking cap. This isn't, hey, get out of here, chickens. That's not the behavior of a classic grabber. That's the behavior of just a man in a petite hat. So I had just done a 2-hour thesis statement regarding this gentleman. This is very important where you can, because long story short, I'll give you the details, but long story short, this type of conflict actually builds trust in men. We need it. You know, like people be like, then why you should. What size is my thinking cap though, BB? Very large. So you have to be allowed to make mistakes and confront men. Because that, when you actually have the conflict, you can actually see their character much, much more. And it's no big deal. Never Neil Gregory. Oh, never, ever. So anyway, I write back to him. I didn't try to embarrass you personally because he said, you asked if I was, which I took to be sincere, even if asking about my financial background, because I asked him how his family made his money. Very aggressive question. But didn't wait for my answer before responding online to thousands as if I were assuming, as I have not yet listened. All right, so anyway, I wrote, I didn't try to embarrass you personally. It just pissed me off, and I think I figured it out. I don't think you're aware of some of the evil. I think some kosher Jews are naive to some of these grabbers. It's like NASA scientists who think we went to the moon. I have to keep reminding myself how many Jews don't quite see how crazy evil some of these quote-unquote Jewish agendas are that they link themselves to. Not sure if that makes sense, but on further thought, you don't seem to be a grabber. And then he writes, I appreciate the further thought. It's an honor to be considered by such. And then he goes, I know George Soros is a Jew. Admitted not. All right, so on where I... And then he talks about, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark no longer seems like a harmless escapist entertainment I used to take it for. Is that so different than you? I've heard you say similar, but yes, most kosher Jews are pretty naive and remain to this day. One asked me incredulously when I wanted to test the reaction of Flat Earth several months back, why anyone would do such a thing. See, he was like wanting to test the lasers and stuff. Like, this dude is cool. He's a cool dude. It wasn't that he had a problem with the idea. As a Bible-believing Jew, he admitted the math of seeing too far was beyond him, so he considered that to me, but simply could not conceive of that level of evil or deceit. Who would do such a thing? Why? I'm forever grateful to you for turning me on to truth in the matter, because until then, I had one son who was angry, bitter, rebellious, and full of doubt and nothing, and I mean nothing, I said, would penetrate. Finally, I was able to convincingly show him the earth was flat and there's no question that Genesis is far more accurate description of the world than what science tells us. He still has issues, but he has become a different person since then. He believes God exists and loves him. He sounds happy and now even talks of marriage and a girl he likes. He's 22. It brings me tears of joy thinking about his transformation. Thank you. That's for real. If you want me to make up a story about how you saved me from jerking off, I can do that too. But I gave that up on my own 30 years ago. All right. So this dude's clearly... All right. I sent you the quote of Psalm several weeks ago about the humble and more accurate translation than meek inheriting the earth after evil is destroyed. I try to be humble. I won't claim to be free of all grabber tendencies. I sense a joke. Inside of the Jew is two grabbers. One is gay. The other is gay. But I do what I can to expunge such from myself, my wife, and my sons. I wrote, this is great. Can I show the stream how we made up? Ha ha. He wrote, fire at will. Part of me wants to say enduring friendships have been formed under more improbable circumstances. But the other part of me says, don't push your luck. I'm happy to know we are on good terms. I will also do my best to avoid poking the big bear in the future, but even unintentionally. I wrote, that's going to be the point of my stream. This type of conflict builds trust, ironically. All right, so I started thinking, this is something that I think myself and a lot of us run into problems with, is grabble babble return. It's a lot of people aren't in on the evil. And I think some of the men of petite hats don't realize they're being used. They're being used by material evil as a scapegoat, as a fall guy. And my recommendation to any protective class, I was talking to my buddy about this last night. Interesting indeed. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this a unicorn? This is a good man. Yes, he's clearly a unicorn. But like, okay, like I'll tell you another thing. Like I gather an unbelievable amount of information and I sift it to try and get, I remember our conflict, such happy days. Yes, it's great. Everything's happened for a reason. The Friday stream was amazing spellbreaker. Yes, and I don't apologize for it. A lot of my points were right on the money. But the point I'm trying to make now is that a lot of Jews don't realize that, I'll say this differently because some of my Clips channels edit out that word because they want to maintain their status. And smartly, not status like money and fame. Like Papa J. Bear gets it. He's in the long game. I like it. A lot of these men in petite hats, and I won't call them grabbers because I believe this man is not a grabber. A lot of these men in petite hats are not aware of what scripts they're serving, if that makes sense. When they're like, you, sir, I mean, Because it's all fear-based. It's just like coronavirus. And so the points I was making were right on the money. It's just this gentleman was not aware of some of the things I think I know, if that makes sense. BB, you're correct. I know a few, very few, count on one hand. Men of petite hats that have no clue and are good people, like three to be exact. Yes, and they're like that. There is some bike thieves who have yet to steal one. Still doesn't know when it... Right. But that's part of their culture. And yes, it can be annoying. Yes, it can be endearing. It is what it is. I still don't feel the need to appease them or... I'm doing this because this is helpful to people. I'm not doing this to make up with the men in petite hats. I don't give a flying F about Bagelberg. I'm after the truth. And a lot of young people do listen to this, and I don't want to steer them wrong. Exactly why there are chosen ones there endure the deception. Yeah, the usurpation of the religion. Interesting point. But just understand, I was telling this to my buddy last night. I was like, if I was a bike thief, the first thing I would do is wear like an Owen Benjamin t-shirt. I would be like, I would want to, or a men in a petite hat. I would want to shed that so fast you can't imagine it. Like if someone was like, oh no, let's just say my height. If people are like, oh, don't say that to the tall man. You're going to go to jail. The tall man can't hear about that. I would be like, no, no, no. Because that means you're being fattened up. You're a roast pig. And I'm dead serious. My message to protected classes is watch out. Watch out for when people, you know, when they're, it's like Kobe beef. It's like, watch out when they're just feeding you beer and keeping you away from the other cows and they make you feel special and they massage you. They're just trying to make your fat taste better. PT of yesterday's stream was amazing. Said to my mom, brought her tears. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a solid stream. This is my point. Is I'm showing the conclusion of the story. It doesn't affect the other story. Like, I have a right and a reason and a very logical reason to assume that men in petite hats are in on that. They're all in on something like this, and they're not. They're blatantly not. And I don't think they realize how they can run the script as they're having conflict with someone like me. Like, they don't understand how the Grabber agenda has made so many people's lives so hard. And it's like YouTube has tried to hijack the consciousness of the world. They're doing it, and they're making the men in petite hats the scapegoat, because it's all roads lead to that petite hat. And it's like, if I was a man in petite, because it doesn't hurt us, guys. It's like if you're the coach's son and you suck at football and he starts you even though you don't deserve it. And it's like, no one attack. My best friend is a goat thief. I don't think we call African blacks bike thieves. No, there's bikes there. Goat thieving is not cool. I don't even want to put that into the world, into the consciousness. But anyway, if you're the son of a coach and you start because of your daddy and he makes it so if anyone criticizes it, they sit the bench, that doesn't last. In fact, that makes you hated, despised. Even if that kid is like, Dad, can you please stop doing that? It's like, no, my 500-pound, uncoordinated son will be the starting quarterback. Okay, that kid is screwed. We're not screwed. Americans have had a little of the stuffed pig mentality in the world. You know, we're special boys because of our military. Now we're paying the price. You know, the boots kicking in the door is not coming. Our shame is here. And our broken families. And that's all it is. It's not what Hollywood says. Hollywood makes it so you think that there's this big collapse coming all the time that never comes. The collapse happened. America has shame now. It has egg on its face because we were built up, that we were the people saving democracy and freedom, and we were keeping the world safe from tyranny. And we believed it like a bunch of special boys. And now it's we're paying with trans children and stuff like that. But we can build out of it, just like the men in petite hats. It's like, reject the victim narrative and reject the special boy narrative at all costs. And I got some funny stuff to show you, and then I'm out of here. Super special and super safe. Right, right. Thank you for sub, whoever did that. Oh, yeah, Unbearables merch. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, everybody. This is the aftershock. That's right, Kung Fu Bear. It's already happened. People are all waiting for, like, oh, everything. Listen, the grid could break at times. Our infrastructure sucks. I'm always assuming that there's going to be a month without electricity at some point. That isn't, like, collapse. That's just the result of corruption and special boy mentality. Like, California is completely fallen. Like, they have rolling blackouts and they blame it on wildfires. It's awful. But it's not going to be World War Z or... those are all, like, hyperbolic, like, bizarre ways of showing you things so that you never actually start fixing anything. It's already happened. It's all right. We're in unbelievable debt. You know, the house is called in its chips, and we're suffering for it. But the good news is, when you're aware of it, you can build out of it. Have gratitude. Yeah, exactly. And so I just thought this was an interesting exchange about how, although I do not apologize for my stream yesterday, I was a little, like, I really think he, because those symbols on Coke and stuff, there's some real nefarious stuff going on with that. There is. I just don't, it's just the dude who was, I don't know if he was offended or not, the dude who was like, you didn't need to name me. I think he's more oblivious than anybody. I think a lot of these men in petite hats, like that unicorn who sent me that letter the other night about how he's a very, very wealthy New York City petite hat wearing former liberal who's having a real hard time with his kids these days because of the liberal agenda now that he's accepting a lot of realities of the world. It's hard for him. Like, these people do, the wicked, I don't pray for the wicked, man, I just don't. But these, like, people that have been duped so much into the Babylonian magic squares and the liberal agenda and feminism and all, they have a longer road out. And so, stream was epic through that. Yeah, but so is this stream. That's what you have to understand, rest in peace, Bear. I was right. All my points valid. I'm telling you about some of the people that are being set up and fattened up like a Christmas hog don't realize it. That there will be more economic collapsing in America and in the world. I think that's part of the coronavirus's intention, is to just dismantle the economy. And the men in petite hats will be blamed. And so that's why, does he know the codes and symbols Crow was talking about? Not really. He very naive to a lot of the wicked nature of the American grabber. The dude is doing flat earth calculations with his sons, guys. He's not exactly a grabber, okay? The best thing about New York, and as soon as he was like, because a lot of these men in petite hats, they really think that offers of financial support, although very helpful and needed. Stay subscribed, unauthorized, please. It's just been a bad month. Come on. People like me in honor culture, when people bring that up, I see it as proof of the grabber. When someone's like, I said, put it, you went unauthorized. I'm like, burn it. Burn it. Tell me how much. I'll burn it in my yard and I'll videotape it. I used to do that. This is something that's very funny and somewhat insane. I don't even know how to react to the fact that I used to do this. But when I lived in the Czech Republic back in 99, they had a very, very weird relationship with Americans, some of them. When I would tip, like, one guy thought I was trying to buy his daughter for sex. Very odd. Like, the American dollar was so superior that a lot of Czech people were great. They were not affected, but a lot of them were acting like, they would get, like, angry or envious or overly, like, ass-kissy. And so one day I developed a little game I used to call Feed the Pigeons, where I would just throw money in the street and watch people pick it up. And I would laugh to myself and say, look at the pigeons. Because in my culture, if you, like, covet money to the point where you're like, I hate it. I want to, like, make fun of it. Does that make sense? I used to call it feeding the pigeons. Because they'd be like, you know, there would be that class of Czech Eastern Europeans that were like, man, it'd be nice. Like, I could eat at a five-star restaurant every day for like 3-4 hours. And you would see like these titans of, it was Brno. It's called BRNO. That was the name of the city I was in. Not Prague. Prague has more international people, so it's much more expensive. But where I lived, I would be next to people like honest, hardworking, titan businessmen. And I would be eating next to him as this like college student with like ripped pants. And I would get all these looks and stuff. And I was like, oh, you want what I have in my pocket. Okay, it's time to feed the pigeons. I wasn't being cruel. I was reacting the only way I knew how, which is like, that's like now if someone's like, I gave you money, so you have to, I'd be like, I will burn it now. Let's make a bonfire. I don't know I don't know. I don't know why I did that, but it's weird. I used to super glue quarters to the sidewalk. Good times. Yeah, it's like the mail. It's not as evil as it sounds. It sounds like I was being a real piece of shit. But in reality, that's the male tendency to attack weakness, where it's like, oh, you want these nickels? Pick up the nickels. And then people are like, yeah, but they're children. No, no, no. It was in an urban environment. It was people that were dressed fine. It was craving the nickels. And that moment where it's like, are you going to bend over and pick up the nickels? I fed the pigeons. I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense. That makes sense to people. Your cult leader knows COVID-19 isn't a hoax. Okay, why are we... Let's just ban you for life. You know COVID means Kobe in Hebrew? 19 is numerology. 9-1, backwards. I hope we watched the new cartoon from the other day. I already played it. I played it like 80 times. In case DLive goes down, you can restart a call in 800. Ha! DLive's not going anywhere. I mean, if it does, dude, I'm telling you guys, subscribe to unauthorized.tv. I know we haven't had the server space this month. It's all being fixed this month. Dude, we always come through. Sometimes it just takes longer than you think. But that is key. Have I ever led you astray? Never. Never, ever, ever. That is a good rally spot for if anything goes down. It's just a fact. Just trust me on this. A lot of people can get their streams, because I don't keep them behind a paywall, at all these mirror sites and Podbean and BitChute and all that. And I do that because I want to spread the gravy. But just know that if you forget to subscribe to Unauthorized, you may forget about it and you may not know where. Dude, so many people on YouTube, every time someone uploads one of my videos, you'll see at least a few comments of like, where have you been for the last 3 months? Hey man, I've been looking all over for you. I love those streams. Where have you been? It's like, just subscribe to unauthorized.tv. It's $5 a month, guys. I won't apologize for that. That's not, you're banging for nickels. No, I'm not. You will wonder where I went if this goes down. And that's why P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335. I will keep your mailing address for Christmas cards and, God forbid, all the internet goes down. I'm like a backup, backup, backup guy. I might as well be Swiss. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Add it to Roku and Android. It makes it easier to view, easier to listen to. And most of it goes up. And now we're back to doing, we're uploading the stream every day, no matter what, at Unauthorized. Because it's the first month we lost people since we started. Because we haven't been able to consistently upload because of the cost. So we will bite the cost. And we will upload every day there. Because I can say whatever I want. People are going to unsubscribe if I don't upload there every day. And it's like, but it's worth it to keep you guys. You have to understand, it's not about money. It really isn't. And it's like, and yeah, and we will have the entire stream backlog to my beginning of Why Didn't They Laugh. All like 800 episodes, all my specials, all of it. We started it before beta testing and all that because I had just been kicked off PayPal. And then I got kicked off YouTube and demonetized it. Dude, we've had to run and gun like special ops guys. And so I know in your mind right now, there's a good chance you're like, wow, I mean, I can get him for free here, and sometimes I feed the bear. I get it. It's not, it truly isn't about money, guys. I want you to know where to go when it goes down. If internet goes down, I want handwritten lives from BB. I will. You guys have to understand, I'm never done. Like, that's what I don't get about some people. Like, they're not even planning ahead from, like, YouTube. I'm like, okay, I have DLive and our own website with our own servers incorporated out of Europe. And I'm still like, okay, handwritten letters. Guys, I keep the envelopes because I'm assuming that there's a chance that my computer itself will be wiped. Like, and this isn't paranoia, this is reality. Think about the people that are like, oh, you know, I'm gonna get a P.O. box. Like, dude, PayPal is the future. Okay. All right, I've been enjoying watching that beautiful tree bloom behind you all week. Awesome, Joel. Way back when Owen looked like a child, all backlogged. Yeah. I don't look like I'm getting older. I just look like I'm becoming a man. It's like, it's so crazy how quickly becoming, when you're a father, your face changes. You just get like a jaw. It's weird. All right, I got some stuff to show you guys, and then we'll call it a day. I just hope you guys enjoyed the rebranded cold and allergy season. Brilliant. Stoic Bear, thanks for the diamond, by the way. Genius. They rebranded cold and allergy season. Yeah, and it's brilliant in a very... I don't know who did it and why. But all I'll say is if you're scared of catching the coronavirus, you're potentially beyond my help. I don't know how else to put that. The grizzled look. Yeah, but it's not like age. It's like you look like a father. I can't explain it. Because, dude, there's some of my old videos where I look like a boy, but I have dead eyes. All right. What do we have here? Let me show you some stuff. Okay, I'm starting teaching my boys piano lessons, like actual lessons. And want to know a little sleeper talent we got in the family? Check out old Amy McAmy Bear here.
What do you think of Mama? Piano?
Yeah.
Good. Nice job, love.
All right, so, yeah, we're really excited about that. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Now, we're going to play it again. Watch out. I mean, no one even knows this about Amy. She's randomly as good at, like, everything. He's conducting. He's conducting. He's literally conducting. Walter's very alpha. I think Bravo dads a lot of times can make alpha kids because Gamma dads can make Gamma kids. Like the Bravo, like I'm good at, I wouldn't call it cheerleader, but like I'm the guy like, yes, everybody's crushing, you're doing it. And Walter is developing, he's either Delta or Alpha, I think. And Charlie's Bravo. Charlie is, hang on, let me see if I can get this video. Maybe I can just play it for you guys on my phone. Want to see how a Bravo is made? So this is my son, Charlie. So Walter always lines up these all his monster trucks in a line, and he does these elaborate fractal lines, right? And so Charlie, just out of nowhere, he can't even talk yet. He just started lining up the trucks like Walter. You know, like thinking about the male social sexual hierarchy is very interesting because it's like I can see my son becoming an alpha or a delta. It's like he's all about, he's got strong leadership and telling people what to do tendencies in a good way. And he's also just very about getting the job done. So it could either be delta or alpha. But I was thinking about it. Bravo dads really do make alpha sons because it's like, because alpha dads a lot of times make Bravo and Delta sons. And then older brothers make Bravo and Delta younger brothers. The gamma just comes from being wicked. Recognize you as a victim of their spells and then don't give a victimhood. Grab Wars Anonymous. Yeah, Grab Wars Anonymous would be hilarious. Hello, my name is Ira. Hi, Ira. I too fell victim to the victim. I too was a victim of the victim narrative. We get it, Ira. So are we. I thought white supremacy was really my biggest threat. It turned out it were the very industries that I was putting all of my time and effort into. We get it, Ira. We had the same thing. I mean, dear Jews. Dear men in petite hats. We aren't your threat. We don't care. We don't want to hurt you. We're annoyed by you. But it's not a big deal. Your threat is your own victim culture because it's setting you guys up to be stuffed pigs. And I really, really hope you see that because white supremacy isn't a real thing. It's as invented and retarded as feminism. We don't sit around and think, like, we just want families. We just want communities where we relate to our neighbors and friends. We just want to worship in peace without the 501c3s making everyone gay. I had a lot of insight with this back and forth with this Israeli petite hat of like how many of them aren't in on it and they don't realize they are, their name has been hijacked by material evil. Someone took the ticket, and a lot of the people that call themselves men in petite hats are setting up all these dupes for catastrophe. And I don't know how else to put it. And I think some people are so not used to people that suffer for the truth and genuinely want the best for you. I don't have an angle. I don't have an agenda. I used to throw money in the Czech Republic and call it feeding the pigeons because it was my way of getting back at the weird vibes. I'm not a normal dude when it comes to this stuff. You know, I used to like the Hollywood movies. Right. You know, I too used to like the Hollywood movies. I'd turn on a Steven Spielberg movie and just, you know, just relax. And now I know they're all pedophiles. I didn't think that I was supporting pedophilia. I just thought that they were trying to, I'm a white enthusiast. Me too. I'm enthusiastic about my people. Dude, I still am not like into white because I know it's a trick. I'm starting to get more into like Macedonian and Aryan and Tartarian, whatever that is. I'm fascinated by these tribes. Guys, white isn't anything, okay? It's just not. It's a ridiculous spell. Get into the tribes. Get into just like American posterity. You got to really think of your language. White doesn't mean anything. And when people say white supremacy is good supremacy, white and black construct of skin is a spell from the wizards. Exactly. Exactly. And white does embody good and black embodies evil in just about every novel and movie in history. So the way this all works is the white wizard versus the black wizard. You know, the white is always seen as good, black cat, black this, black that. So the way the spell really works, and a lot of you guys, this will go over a lot of your head, and it's not because you're stupid and I'm smart. I have an odd set of skills. I'm a mutt. No, you're not. You are No, we'll get into this another day. Don't call yourself a mutt. Irish clans? Yeah, the Celts. Very, very, very powerful people. The Franks. The Goths. The Germanics. Anyway, what was I just talking about? It was, oh yeah, yeah. So white supremacy means people typically trying to push good. And this can be taken out of context. I don't care. It isn't a race. White doesn't mean anything. I've been thinking about this a lot. Black cat, black death, black, black, black. Your heart has turned black, 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 black. So it's pushed so hard that black is bad and white is good. So when people say, and white supremacist, and they tie it to skin, it's the most, it's a very elaborate spell. It's true alchemy. It's the type of stuff that right now I guarantee there's a wizard somewhere being like, has the big bear been to the Vatican basement? How does he know this? It's because it's intuitive when you really think about it. I can unravel spells. So you get people to associate white with good and black with bad. This isn't white. Like this isn't, that's not what white is. Like this is white. Like that's white. This isn't white. It's a different, like it's not accurate. Oh, so you hate your own people? You're stupid. So when people say white supremacy, it's kind of like gay. Like they took sodomy and tried to tie it with happiness. Because your subconscious with words is very powerful. Black is the absence of color. White is the fulfillment of color. They aren't colors really. Right, I used to do a song called Whites Are the People of Color. You know, we're blue when it gets cold. We're red when the sun is hot. We're yellow when our liver is old. We're green when we're on a ship too long, and we're red in the summertime. Whites are the only people of color, and that suits us just fine. Blacks are just black. Black, 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 black. The real people of color are the whites, because we turn blue, yellow, red, green. Blacks just become different shades of black. I like this. Break the spell, BB. Yes. So when people say white supremacy, bear in mind, they don't care at all about people. They're like, we're tax cattle. So when you understand that, you can really see through this stuff. They're not trying to protect the people of color, just like they're not trying to protect the men in petite hats. A lot of those people, doesn't matter their wealth. They're given they're Kobe beef. They're given all this beer and massaging just so that their fat tastes better. I swear to God. And not from us, from actual material evil. All Westerners, good guy, white hat, bad guy, black hat. Right, all Westerns, good guy, white, bad guy, black. Good white, bad black. Good white, bad black. So, when you have these various tribes, it's easy to just start saying white supremacy when people are too busy. We'll see you later. Love you all on YouTube, brother. Thanks for the diamond. When people push good things, oh, white supremacy, and then people go, oh, I've seen a movie where someone dragged someone behind a truck. I'm mad now. Sometimes blacks are so black they're purple. Fact. Fact. All right, let's go through some stuff. I know I confuse a lot of people. Who is they? Well, they at the top, the it is Satan, and he goes by they because he's a trans. That's his preferred pronoun. But there are minions that serve Satan directly, in my opinion. I haven't proved that. But I have a pretty strong hunch. There is a small group of humans that can be called they, and I have no idea where they are or how they do this. But there is clearly the spider moving the strands of the spider web. The stock market, exactly. Yeah, your social security number is bought and sold as chattel slavery on the stock market. Base Chinese releases fear virus to crash, grab our economy. Yeah, that's possible. It just seems so unbelievably big now. I don't know, It just has a funny ring to it. Right. All right. Let me just show you some stuff that I have. There are deaf NPC humans. Yes, there are. And I don't know if it's by choice or by birth. It can't be by birth. I fundamentally know there's always redemption for everybody. I know that. I know that in my heart. But I don't know if there's like biological predetermined factors or I don't understand it, but some people truly are, they have less light in their eyes. When did white-black narrative start? I guarantee it's right around the 1960s, and or before that it would be the 1910s. It's right around these major spell eras of banking, always. All right. So this is a good one. Masturbation boosts your immune system and raises your white blood cell count, helping you fight off infection and illness. Big think, little hat. The grabber can't help himself. The grabber is like, are people scared? We can convince them to watch more of the dirty movies and pornos. So again, the message of this whole stream today is if you are a man with petite hat, really ask yourself how you appear. Because a lot of them are not aware of what they're part of. Are you pushing pornos? Are you pushing abortion? Are you pushing stuff that makes the white, the good, just go, you're a bad person? Because I think a lot of them, because of the AD, really think that people with white skin hate them for some reason. I didn't, dude, it's so dumb. Like, dear men in petite hats, like, sit and think about this for a little bit. Like, really think about this. Like, think like, BB, I like your theory that on how the idea of aliens is just grabbers that overgrabble their DNA. Yeah, that's what I believe. I think that the people that actually commune with literal demons are so ingrabbled that they appear to be like the Greys, like the aliens, like genderless, disgusting, weak, because they marry and breed only for money and power. So not logos, strength, fertility, heart, courage, faith, why normal people breed. They breed for money and power. So after thousands of years, they probably appear to be, they look like gray aliens. And they probably are trying to push a narrative to accept them. But no one ever will. They have to stay behind their golden towers. Or they're just homeless, you know, or they're acting like homeless people on the street. I have no idea. I've thought a lot about this. The ruling elite, quote unquote, I don't think they're in palaces and in giant marble. There's a much better possibility that they appear to be like homeless people on the street. This one whistleblower banker guy, who I have some issues with, but he said a lot of true stuff, said that a lot of the trillionaire ruling elite types will look and act like bagmen, like people on the street, because it's the safest place for them because of how many people want to kill them. Because it doesn't matter how many guards you pay, all that. Like, you have to understand, there's no security outside of truth. None. Only God provides anything. Sustenance, health, security, all of it comes source, right? So these people may have so many times over and over and over again, they'll have these like elaborate guards and towers and it just gets used against them. And then one of their brothers or enemies just hires the same people to kill them. So it's not really safe in that environment. It's much safer to appear to be a vagabond on the street because the apathy of man would step over you. They show you this in the Star Wars Phantom Menace. When they go into Mos Eisley, she dresses as a beggar. Yeah, I think that's where most of them are. Because the common man, and I consider myself a common man, despite my intense wizard slaying abilities, we assume that these people are in giant palaces provided by the best security in the world. There is no security for that level. None. What do you pay people in? Like, when people of your level of wealth and power, they all want your wealth and power because the reason they're there is they're unsatisfiable. And just like Simple Man, you know, mama wants you to be satisfied. It's good. My mom used to say the same thing to me. She said, the thing you should want the most in the world is enough. Anyway, Zuckerberg looks like a homeless person. Right, but like, I'm talking the people who create the spells, like the people who print, who create the concept of money. I think the only safe place for them is, oh, dude, I'll show you this banker talking about this. It's fascinating, guys. BB, what you described is exactly what happened to drug lords every time. Too many people get killed, and eventually it's your guard's family. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. Dude, I know a lot of this stuff because of people I know that have been involved in cartel levels of criminality. And I don't know, the documents, it doesn't matter. Half their old associates are like in jail or dead. People that have moved large quantities of drugs for large quantities of money. A lot of them used to be Indians. They used to know, that know a lot of insights. There is tipping points. The drug lord is in a very precarious situation. The ruling family, and then there's extinction events where then they have to wipe out all your kids, all your cousins, all your uncles because of the revenge factor. Dude, it's a horrible life. That's why God the Most High. So true, BB, I never want to be rich, only enough. Right, exactly. Dude, it's very true. You want to understand the ruling elite of governments and banks and stuff? Dude, it's a lot easier to analyze the ruling elite of cartels because it's a good chance that you can know someone that has been in a position similar to like CEO of Chase Bank. And it's the same world. There's no difference. These are these like little pyramids made by man. And it's terrifying. Like when you're at top, you have to be so paranoid because it can come anywhere. That's why I think the Bill Gates types are complete puppets. I don't think they even own their money. Because if they did, it would be stolen from them. It's an elaborate shell game design. It's almost like the duck's vagina and penis. Like there's so much rape in the duck community that they've developed like a 20 centimeter penis. It's true, you can look it all up. Oh, Owen's the vulgar guy, it's true. And it's all corkscrew and elaborate because the female duck has been raped so much that they, over time, developed a more and more elaborate vagina where they can send the rapey penis down the fake vagina so that the rapist doesn't impregnate them. Oh, and she's like, oh, quack, quack. And so over time, this insane behavior has developed this weird adaptation, just like some of these, I used to stand up about this. Some of these deer that would develop these antlers from sexual selection that are so big that they start, their heads would drag on the ground and then they starve to death, you know. But Owen looks like Black Hoodie, conspiracy guy, Mount Bear video. It's so true. I'm like, dude, Enos, one-eyed weenus. So these elite types have developed a culture so foreign to us and so insane just to stay alive. Like they need puppet rich, you know, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, all these people. They need the people for us to covet that appear secure, that no one just kills them. I think with actual money acquisition, like look at the Medellin family and all those guys. It's like, even if you're loved by all the people, like someone's going to whack you. Like look at, what's the name of that TV show they did about that dude? The Medellin, the biggest coke dealer in the world. Like he was, you know, his money, he would lose like millions and millions of dollars a month to rats eating his money because he couldn't put it in banks because the bankers would overthrow his money and steal it. And so then whole governments were out to kill him. And this is a man loved by his people, like, you know, richer than you can possibly imagine. He ended up just bearded, looking very homeless, shot on some random roof. You know, that's the reality of wealth. You know, fake wealth, material wealth. Escobar, just look at Escobar. Now understand that that's the banking world. You just don't get to see it. Do you think people that pay off governments with pallets of cash are safe? You're out of your mind. Dude, no one's having more fun than us. I'm telling you, there is no better job than what I do, in my opinion. Even throughout all the stress, all the horror I've had to face, I get to now sit on my porch with my alpacas gently nibbling grass behind me and talk about literally anything to people that love hearing from me. Remember the homeless network ran by Lawrence Fishburne and John Wick. Maybe some truth to it. Oh, of course. Dude, whatever resonates with you, it has truth to it. Because we are beings of truth. Trust your gut. Trust your vibration. A lot like our friend in Germany. Right. You know, like when you see something that's true, you know it. That's why the best propaganda is a mimic and a skew of truth. The Sopranos, the microcosm of how the world works. Yeah, but they just took the small hats and made them Italian. That, see, the grabble of Sopranos is the entire thing's about small hats. But they just say, Italian. All right. Owen Benjamin has created the near-perfect life for sure. No, God did. I've just been going towards vibration. That's why I'm teaching my kids the piano, is because I think those 12 notes and harmony in piano has more biblical truth in it than a lot of sermons. It's like the vibration of truth. That's why my kids are learning it. Like, I'm literally I'm not going to use the word force. But they are going to learn the piano because the piano is the language of God. Not just the piano, but music is the language of God, in my opinion. I will not apologize for that. There's things that can be communicated. And Satan, being God's conductor, he developed the hubris that it was his hands making it and not God. And so that developed the envious one. That developed the entire fall. Because he thought this was making the music. He was the best musician in God's choir. The stars. And that's why we call our celebrities stars, because they're trying to mimic the vibration in the sky. But it's all perverse. It's all disturbed. It's all... God created everything. Yeah. I have a feeling... Yeah, but God also created the resistance to everything. Right? So everything would appear to be nothing. A perfect circuit. Kind of like the masculine and the feminine. The grounding nature of the feminine. The live wire gravy train of the man. Together, they create the circuit. And then the resistance of evil creates the beauty. I'm telling you, you require it. You fight against it. I'm not one of these like balance guys where it's like, oh, good and evil should be in balance. No, evil should be destroyed. But there's obviously an electric universe function to ohms. Why do you think it's called ohm? You know when people do that? An ohm is a unit of resistance that creates the electric spark. Without it, God being everything, knowing all, being all possibilities, all everything, without resistance to that, nothing really exists. The one thing God doesn't have is limits. That's why he created limits for himself, which is Satan. In my opinion, this is all my opinion. You can go, God, he's everything. He's awesome. Dude, no. God, by definition, has a limit, and that is limit itself. So when you are everything, you are all knowing, you are all possibilities, all at the same moment outside of time. There is no cup. This is resistance. It's electric. This is all electricity. There's no difference. The thing is, stars were stars before the small hats try to own them and make them star. Yeah, star, kid. You're a star. Yes, star. Too many ohms. Right, but see, that's the nature of ohms. It's like, we're not in praise of the ohm. God is the all, Satan is the control mechanism. Right, Satan allows the material to exist. Exactly, ohm was the first sound vibration. Yes, that's why it's called an ohm. It's in the language. The unit of resistance in electricity is ohm. So, ohm. Great insight, BB. Well, thank you, Mort Love Bear. That's what the Hindus believe that is. Yeah, dude, there's truth in Hinduism. It wouldn't be... It wouldn't exist if there wasn't truth in it. No one remembers The Last Airbender 2. Like, if there isn't truth in something, it doesn't last at all. You know? That's what you can see with these sitcoms. Like, nobody's like, man, I'm watching reruns of Gary Unmarried. Remember that sitcom? There's no truth in it. I got to just keep watching Gary Unmarried. But when there's like a movie with a lot of truth in it, like let's just say even a movie with partial grabble like Shawshank Redemption, a lot of truth about redemption, about the nature of reality, the nature of justice, the nature of prison, the nature. Like the reason that we can watch Shawshank Redemption several times is because there's truth in it. Hindus were always called Hindos. Yeah, I mean, there were Aryans, a lot of them. Iran, Aryan. Dude, our history is so fascinating. You're so right. This is gravy. The body resonates at around 6.25 hertz. Yes. Amplitude and resistance. Yes. And we aren't, I'm not into like balancing with resistance. We need evil. No, no. Evil, just matter itself, I believe, is material evil. That's why it's called material evil. But without it, God is simply everything all at once and then is nothing. Oh, how dare you say God's nothing? Dude, I think I understand it. And I won't apologize. It's like our lives are a representation of the fallen. Gary from St. Mary is still my favorite band. And I don't know what it could possibly be like to be and know everything and be the ripples that is everything. That's God. That's why I think Satan's out of his mind. Because, like, who would want to shoulder that? That's why being a Bravo is great. Like, I have no delusions of wanting that. Like, to be Satan who thinks... It's almost like my Clips guys that used to get real arrogant and then rebel. Because they over time, they thought their clip was the content. You understand? It's all fractal. And so, you know, like Phony Mike Maloney, who used to run my Clips channel, had this meltdown. You stare. I'm like, dude, you're a Clips guy. And that's no offense to Clips guys. That's why Papa J. Bear is such a good Clips guy, because he's motivated by doing a great job, which is godly. You know? And it's not like, without the Clips, Owen doesn't have anything. He knows. He gets it. Who the hell wants to be... Like, here's the irony. I don't even want to be me. Like, I don't want to be the guy that the gravy flows from and has to take all the arrows all the time. I've developed an ability to understand it and thrive in it, but it's not my first instinct, guys. My first instinct would be the guy that backs up the guy with the gravy. My alpha was always my brother. I don't have the fortune to have that in my life these days. So that's reality. Who is Mike Maloney? He ran Owen Benjamin highlights and then spiraled because I was too mean to Nick Fuentes. Thank you, Big Bear. Anytime, Papa J. Bear. Yeah, like Papa J. Bear takes a lot of pride in doing a good job. When I said that he did a really good job, he was very happy about that because he's a man. The satanic man is the one who conducts existing music. And they start thinking they're more important than the composer. I am a composer. Fact. I am not, but even the composer isn't the creator of harmony. You understand? They're just pulling it out of the ether that God made outside of time. And then the oboe player, the violin player, I was a first chair violinist way, 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 way back in the day. It's all fractal. The whole orchestra is fractal. And anytime someone's like, without the oboe, you're nothing. It all sounds terrible. Bravo is the best position. Yes, I agree. It might be because I am a Bravo, so I just can't imagine wanting to be an Alpha or... I can imagine wanting to be a Delta. I understand wanting to be an Alpha when it comes to movies and picking up chicks and stuff, but... I am an Alpha in career, in job, in life, but I'm not naturally. And I think my Bravo tendencies actually make me an oddly more suited Alpha in this weird reality we're in right now. Because I don't want it. And I think that's kind of reassuring to people in the world of branding and Steven Crowder. Because I'm not tempted by the typical sticks and carrots because I don't want it. You know, it's like, but don't you want to expand your audience? Don't you want to reach more people and get more? I mean, no, I don't. I want to do my job really well, but I'm not. Owen, open the chat. No. I'm a violin guy, no homo. Nice, Fiddler Bear. Yeah, I used to be when I was a kid. My hand got too big. I've been trying to relearn violin and my hand's too big. Hey, is that true? No, it is, and I won't argue about it. When I was a kid, I used to play way better, and now my fingers are too big. I'd have to get like a giant violin. That's a full violin, too. It's all part of the harmonic conversions. Yes. All right, so I got some more stuff to show you guys. I'll open a little mail. I'll keep it under 90 minutes because these will all go to unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. It's also complicated. I have a hard enough time with ones and zeros. Yeah, either got you or you don't, kid. Yeah, and I just know that what we're doing with this stream and chat and life is really good. I think we do have harmony here. That's why when someone's like, open the chat. No, that's like saying, you have a great orchestra. Why don't you bring in hip-hop dancing? No. Are you scared? Are you scared of the guy that screams in the back and makes noise? No, I'm not. I'm a composer. You're ruining my song that God created before time existed. All right. Maybe try viola or cello. Maybe you try viola or cello. Dude, I'd never be a cello player. Dude, I'm 6'8". Maybe should I play a cello like this? People that have never been around me don't understand my size. Oh, but your hand's fine. There's all these... No. Why do you think everyone's Japanese or Jewish that plays the violin? They're all very small with very small little dicks. And I missed the violin. IQ too high for viola? Literally fact. All right. Bike theft is on the rise in America because of coronavirus. As you can see here, they're on the prowl, these two bike thieves in an airport. They're like, damn Tina, damn Shaniqua. Now we can wear the mask all day long because them small hats told us, you know, it's a scam. It's all a scam. So now this whole coronavirus, I think it all has to do with bikes, where it allows the bike thief to wear masks and all the stupid bike owner cuck retards are like, oh, they're just trying to protect from coronavirus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go check on your bike. Crusher crushing. Russia scrubs openly gay character from Disney kids film Onward. Yeah. Yes. That's actual freedom. Comes from responsibility. Putin gets it. I will not apologize. My new theme is I will not apologize. Because so many people I'll say something and I'll just get emails and crazy stuff. And it's like, I'll be like, Putin's based. Everyone's like, he kills journalists. I'm like, maybe they shouldn't talk so much shit about him. But yeah. Maybe they should stop slandering him with lies. Oh, see, I will not apologize for what I just said. How's that sound? Crush is crushing. America right now is paying the price for its former hubris with gay characters in kids' cartoons. It's literally hell. You know, we're thriving out of it. We're building, we're blooming, we're crushing. No one's having more fun than us. But America's culture right now is a form of hell. To turn on a kid's cartoon and it's like, hi kids, have you heard about the anus? It's hell. And so the only way out is just to acknowledge that we all want a Putin. Oh, so you're going to throw away? No. I'm not even saying to throw away anything about America. I just want someone to stand up. No, stand up. I'm falling for traps right now. I just want people to admit that freedom isn't degeneracy. That it's a trick. It's a satanic trick. It's not freedom to push sodomy on our kids. Ugh. But the AD Ol says it is. All right. That's all I really have for you guys. So now I'm going to... Yeah. Hey, all you pussies in Texas, this is more your thing now. Don't cough on me. Remember Don't Tread on Me back when Texas used to have balls? Now it's Don't Cough on Me, Corona. Corona. Putin leads. Right. I just want a leader who leads. Dude, let's say I had a leader that said, no one gets to mock the Jew. And that's it for today. I would be like, okay, people seriously don't understand that I can follow. Dude, I put on age restriction every day on DLive. Out of respect, I think young people should hear what I have to say. It's not my platform. The thing I can't stand about the men in petite hats, specifically the Grabblers, is they won't tell you the rules. They tyrannize based on intention. Like, they just took down my video yesterday, and I was calling the small hats pomegranates. So there's no, what word you can't say, there's no rules. It's just pathological female tyranny. It's just like, dude, if there was a law that just said, you can't mock Jews, I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, oh, so you won't stand up? No. What I want is it to be in the open. That would be very bad for the hats. You have to understand this, right? If you tell a group of people you're not allowed to mock a group, that group now appears to have Down syndrome. Or like, not even Down syndrome, way worse. It takes away their humanity. It would not affect us at all. It would not be anti-us at all. The tyranny is to not be that in the open, to act like they're some kind of victim. They are victims, but it's not to us. It's to their own people. Their own layers of evil in their community, and they don't even see it. So God bless the Grabber. They're in for a wild ride. All right. If someone just said, yeah, make them up as a goat. Yeah, that's pure tyranny. So if someone, literally, I would have an easier time doing comedy in Saudi Arabia than here. Because in Saudi Arabia, they go, don't mock Muhammad, peace be upon him. Don't mock the king. Don't say fuck. Don't say pussy. And we're good. I'd be like, great. I can be insanely funny with those outlines. In America, it's just like, if we don't like it, we'll make you into a Nazi. Okay, well, you're in for a wild ride then, Grabber, because I happen to know how to beat it. It requires shame at all times. There's no other, I mean, and with more and more tyranny that you lay out, the more you make people look cool. Like, for example, someone just sent me this. I don't know where. Just say no to Grabbers. Now, why would I inspire people to go out of their way and just make t-shirts? Just say no to Grabbers. Because the tyranny they've attempted to inflict on me and my family inspires people. Oh. Big Bear, as you know, whatever subversion is pushed on us, we can just say no. Please enjoy a t-shirt that I designed. It's just say no to Grabbers. The top text is called ambigram. It reads the same forward and backward as if viewed in a mirror. It's not meant to be easily read, but rather to draw interest and spread logos. The inspiration is the cross in the middle, standing firm and rising out of the flames. The left and right flames are mirrors similar to today's left and the controlled opposition, conservative right, opposite sides of the same coin. Sounds like someone put a lot of time into it. I'll show it again, don't worry. The word no obviously uses your bear logo as if he is shouting no. Please let the bears know they can buy and customize these design printed shirts or mugs or bags offered with a bunch of just say no captions at shop.spreadshirt.com/bearcave. You know, you can also let my man Ryan know about this, but I do support this. But unbearablesmerchandise.com is your destination site for bear-related merchandise, but I don't care. It's like this is, I like his chutzpah, as the Jew calls it. I got a few paper magic squares of one sells. It's not about that. It's about, I like that you said that though. It's about respect to Ryan. We enjoyed your Ohio special at unauthorized.tv. Great job, BB. We can't wait for the documentary. Keep crushing. Love and prayers to your family and your mom. Logos rising, Melancholy Bear. Yeah, Melancholy Bear obviously gets it. There's no disrespect at all in that. So shop.spreadshirt.com/bearcave. Check this out. Just say no to Grabblers. Now, would people have been inspired to spend that much time thinking about something like that if it wasn't for the Grabbler tyranny? No. It's called blowback. And it's the thing they should be most scared of. And my message to typical men in petite hats is watch out for this. And I mean that as a friend. That dude, the Israeli, I could be buddies with that guy. We were fighting pretty intensely yesterday, and now I find him fine. I've deduced that he's not a grabber. Those are the guys I'm like, dude, distance yourself from the ADO. It's like they don't have your best interests at all. None. Trust me, they don't. They want to make you guys the sacrificial lambs for the economic collapse that they're trying to stack all the wealth for them. It's a small group. Just real. I mean this from the bottom of my heart, man. Why, petite hat guys, distance yourself from them. YouTube is trying to sway the consciousness of America towards perversion and self-hate, and they're doing it under the veneer of being small hat protective. They're not protecting you. Because the bear community understands wrath as a ticket. Some communities don't understand that. So just not a threat at all. It's literally me trying to like help people. No, a threat is what Chuck Schumer said about the American justices if they go against baby murder. It's like something, the wrath, something will come down on you. How do you think that makes men in petite hats look? Chuck Schumer, if you associate yourself at all, if you've ever bragged about all the Jews on the, or no. For Papa J. Bear, I eliminate those words. He's out of Ireland. If you've ever bragged about men in petite hats and how much influence you have on the Supreme Court, or how much influence, Chuck Schumer is a strong petite hat man, understand that he's hated. He just threatened the American justice system that if they stop baby murder, he will inflict a very nefarious penalty on them. He said that openly. Okay, please, men in petite hats, distance yourself from this. Tartaria fell because of the ticket. Yes, you can, dude. You can avoid these tickets. The good news is it's so easy. Just go. No, I'm not inflicting wrath. No, I don't need more women. No, I don't need more stuff. And you're fine. It's that simple. It's wearing shoes on a hot day. You know, so many people are constantly thinking, how do I pave the whole world so I don't get prickles in my feet? This is this job is impossible. Wear shoes. All right. What is this? And I'm so happy and grateful that I can do this for a living every day. Like, this is amazing. Like, now that a lot of those tedious fights are over, because I was getting kicked out of hell, guys, I'm in such like a good position that I can seriously have actual compassion for people, where it's like, it would be so easy for me to just to hate men in petite hats. I don't. I hate evil. I hate grabbers. But it's like, I see them as in a position where I would like to literally help give them advice. Like, don't let these people, quote unquote, protect you. You're naive. You're naive, men in small hats. 201 and Amy, such a pleasure watching you and your family evolve. God bless. Thank you. Let me devolve. Let me, is there a note or something? Oh, nice. Yeah, there's a... For those of you just listening, it's a silver coin. Wait, you mean you don't want to drive to offices and audition for nickels instead of whittling from your home quality audience? Dude, Kung Fu Bear, how about the fact that I just hit the... I hit the home run of entertainment. And it was because I rejected it. It's fascinating. Like, I just wake up, pour coffee, kiss my wife, have a great breakfast with my kids from eggs I get from my chickens. I milk my goats. I, you know, give my kids like a life lesson or something. I then like listen to podcasts, read books, come up with interesting stuff, read the emails from you guys, read the comments. Fire up the live stream with something I'm passionate about talking about. Even I don't even like taking days off because I love this. And then I get to go back and do work on my farm and hang out with my, and it just dawned on me. I'm like, what is this? You know, because I was so, I'm still attacked and I'm still censored. I'm still, you know, my stream yesterday got kicked off YouTube. I'm not allowed on YouTube. I can't make money anywhere. But I can, though. I just, look, someone just literally sent me a silver coin. And I don't feel bad about this at all because I do the same thing with people. And also, I know that that's genuine. I know it's because they value this. Because who the hell wouldn't value this? This is awesome. And it's like, it just dawned, and I'm not, like, bragging, Gammas. Relax. I've been through hell and back. Literally. Underworld. It's organic. Yeah, and it's because of all the rejection of tickets. It's like, well, you have said to a loyal audience, if you just read this promo code. I've had those offers. But think about emotionally and spiritually and fundamentally. When you do, I used to read promo codes and stuff when I didn't know my audience. When it was just like people that like TBS, Sullivan and Son would just like pop on my podcast and people would be like, I didn't have a connection. I didn't feel like a shepherd. So I'd be like, I'd read a promo code, sell a mattress, you know, some sort of, you know, I get it. I get that. But like when you actually have a loyal audience, I'd be like, I'm not going to sell them out for money. Literally. You like, I can't imagine now being like, hey guys, Beachbody on demand. I don't feel passionately about that. And so like, that's why there's no commercials. There never will be. And I don't even hold the streams back for money. Like I put them as many places as I can because our audience is so loyal and so good and so moral that people just support when they can. If they can't, it's fine. It's awesome. And BB survived the internet's top hit squads, a rare feat. Yes, because of all the tickets. Because so many people, as they're going down, like look at Molyneux or not true. No, who's the guy that looks like atheist Jesus there that hates Jews? He does, by the way. I'm not. It's a different thing than calling out grabbers. What's that guy's name? He's like, hey. He has like long blonde hair. He doesn't believe in God, but tries to look like Jesus. What's that guy's name? It's called, like, No More News. Yeah, on his way out, as he's being kicked off, he's like, the third temple as a Jew. No. That's why you just flail. And then your audience, and dude, oh, you're starting beef? I don't care. I get to do this in front of my cherry tree. It's like, as, dude, the Shapiros are gone. I'm only, Styx has shown balls, even though he's you know, he's got some major problems, but I think he's kind of a good guy. Oh, Adam Green? Yeah. It's like, it's just like, he just gets more bitter. It's just like, and he's obsessed with what the Jews are up to. I know that sounds weird coming from me, but I'm more interested in evil. And I don't know, whatever, doesn't matter. I'm sure an internet beef will start, but he sucks. He's obsessed. He's just an obsessive little gamma. Atheist, by the way. You know that, right? You guys know that he openly says he doesn't believe in God, but yet he's obsessed with Jews. That isn't good. Oh, he says the truth. No, he doesn't. He scares people for money. Scares people for attention. Third Temple doesn't mean anything. Third Temple's retarded. How about you teach people how to have kids? Where's Adam's wife? Where's his kids? Where's his faith? Where's his health? He always seems so mad. Yeah, he's trying to create a new victim protected class of Caucasian Americans. That's the worst thing you can do to young... It's a living hell. Ask the bike thieves how it turned out for them. Never been a Styx fan? I'm not either, but he's shown signs of character, though. He's a... Yeah, Worm Moon, yeah. Adam Green is such a... Yes, yes. I'm guessing he's a homosexual. Adam Green just watched episode 619, waiting for your love stream. Weird. Spring is really exploding in your backyard, BB. Well, it's a process. It's a little chilly. Your process, the real entertainment sticks is in... Faggot. Never was it? Faggot. Faggot's another spell. They're trying to make, they're trying to compare unity with homosexuality. I don't use that word anymore. It's not why you think, it's not PC. It's because a faggot is a bundle of sticks, which was once associated with the fasci. I'm not a fascist because that's also been corrupted. They're trying to say a bundle of sticks is a homosexual act when a bundle of sticks may be exactly what we need these days. Sticks together are stronger than sticks apart. You know, the globalist wants to keep you isolated as a unit, a lowercase I, iPhone, iPorno, iMan, I this, I masturbate. Sticks is a mixed bag. Yeah, he's very bizarre. Yeah, he does seem honest. Cummings destroyed sticks in the porn debate. Yeah, I mean, you mean E. Michael Jones? Dude, Jones would destroy anybody in a porn debate. E. Michael Jones is a crusher. Like, I think, I don't use faggot anymore. Because there's such a spell around it. Oh, you scared of PC? You like sodomy? No, they're trying to, gay, they're trying to associate happiness with sodomy. Faggot, they're trying to associate unity with sodomy. And again, I'm not a fascist, but I get it. All right, homosexuals like this. Clinical. Dude, sodomite. So it's just, keep it simple. Dear Owen, thank you so much for what you're doing, which is being your true, authentic self and speaking truth, something we all could take example from. I'm a freelance illustrator from Melbourne, Australia, and your streams keep me great company whilst working from my home studio. Watching your journey has been truly inspiring, both on the home front and watching you work out truths live on countless entertaining educational chats with us bears. Oh, you mean I'm not a hypocrite who keeps flip-flopping? No, I'm working through ideas live. I love that when people get it. You know, when the Reddit gamma trolls are like, one day he said this, even in the same stream, he contradicted himself. Yeah, did I do this with my hand? Wait a minute. Actually, it's called showing people how to think. I'm not regurgitating talking points, and it's so rare these days that some people don't even know what the hell it is. I have sympathy for the gamma sometimes. It's like people are so used to the Ben Shapiro being like, well, today we need to bomb Syria. And I'm always going to say we need to bomb Syria. And I'm always going to say we need herd immunity with vaccine, because it's just from someone else. If someone's authentically working through ideas, you're going to contradict yourself sometimes. And it's going to be very natural. Because you're going to be like, wait a minute. No, this is, whoa, actually. And that's how you teach young people how to actually think and learn. The best skill you can have is learning. It's not just regurgitating. It's how do you get to a conclusion? How do you break through lies? And so that's why when you see these Reddit trolls, like, I mean, in one stream he said it was hot outside, and in another he said it was cold. Liar like my dad. Liar, he lies like my dad. Okay. I worked at one of the Melbourne's biggest newspapers as a graphic artist for 13 years, Illuminati confirmed. What once was a dream job for me became a trap once I had an awakening in 2012. I was lucky enough to get a redundancy and left the rat race to work from home. I went from being a newsroom to diving deep into conspiracy world, spiraling as slowly uncovered lie after lie. I spiraled into darkness on discovering the hidden hand that pulls the strings as I went down rabbit hole after rabbit hole till I hit the globe earth lie in 2016. I instantly became a God creator convert from an agnostic bordering on atheism guy. Suddenly, I had hope and light. I know. Why are you just talking about the earth shape? I don't know. It brings people hope and light, and it's true. All right. I've been slowly spiraling up ever since. Just about that time I found you, BB. Watching you work out the global eye was joyous to watch. You've been a shining light in my life, Big Bear. The ripple effect of what you're doing is spawning a whole generation of newly woke people wanting truth and families. I'm a single 44-year-old guy with a dog hoping to find a woman to share my life with, and now I also want a family. 44? Yeah, death's doors, Illuminati confirmed. No, I hope you find that. I think you will. Enclosed a copy of a book I had made in 2013. It started as an exhibition called De-Evolved. I painted a series of artwork themed around de-evolution. I then had the idea of making a book to accompany the exhibition and went on to self-publish a small run to sell at the exhibition. Devastatingly, the books didn't arrive on time for my exhibition, and I was left with loads of what I think is a really cool coffee table book. I hope you and Amy enjoy De-Evolved. I'd love for you to tell the bears about it, as I know they'll get it. They can be found on the Etsy store, Frank Art by Frank, or through my site, frankart.au. God bless you and your family. Much love from Melbourne, Australia. Please verify me as Frank Bear. I figured you were going to go Frank Bear. I appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, check out check out his book. We will enjoy your book, my friend. And anybody wants to check it out, it's Frank Art by Frank, or the site frankart.com.au, because the AU means they're from down under. Down under what? The King's Stilts by Dr. Seuss. Dear OB, thanks for doing what you do. Much appreciated and encouraging. I picked this book up in a consignment shop since it was one I had been intending to read since I was 7 years old. I'm 33 now, Illuminati confirmed, or almost, and so I figured it was time. I am sort of glad I waited so long to find it since I feel it was such depth. Do not feel bad if it takes you 26 plus years to read it. Sometimes there are more important things to do. Much love always to your family, you and your loved ones, BB. Keep crushing. GBT Pilot Bear. Thank you, brother. I will absolutely read it. The fact I haven't heard it means it's probably one of Dr. Seuss's books with actual truth in it. That's typically how it works. All right, last one. Let's see, I have 4 more minutes. I'll just open this real quick.
All right.
Let's see what this is. I know, it's like every day is Christmas for the Big Bear now. It's like I couldn't be happier. It's crazy. It's just like, you will suffer. You will be humiliated. You will. I will open packages every day full of awesome things from the best people, like literally in the world. That's what I do for a living now. You will be humiliated. You say trans children are beautiful. You will let Joe Rogan sodomize you. This is called The Sideways Tree by John St. Julian. This is a story dedicated to special needs children all across the world, but especially toward the children living in Featherstail Children's Village, Tanzania, who taught me what it was to love. Sweet, I'll check it out. Thank you. All right, guys, any final thoughts or questions? Again, watch out for the bikes, guys. Corona is a sweet cover for the thieves. You deserve it, BB? Yeah, but we all do. Because this whole thing is good for everybody. It's just like a ringing vibration. I know I sound like a hippie retard. It's like, and we're all benefiting from it. It's not just me. It's not a one-way street. That's one reason why I can do hours a day and there's just thousands of people that listen, because it's ungrabbled. And that's not in the gammas. Might be nice, dude. Gammas, let it go. Let it go. You're fine. You're literally fine. Just enjoy it. This life is a test, and it's to be cherished. What's your jacket size, BB? How dare you, Denmark Bear? Probably 46 long these days. I just learned that 25% of 8 is also 8% of 25. That's all I got, the final thought. Kyneton Bear, it ain't under anything. It's to be the south near the wall. I that's fine. Trans babies are the ugliest baby. What's the Dr. Seuss book called? It's called The King's Stilts. I'm guessing, judging by it, it has to do with some sort of trickery by the king to make himself look taller than he is. That's my gut instinct, which is probably why. Naturally, the king never wore his stilts during business hours. When King Bertram worked, he really worked, and his stilt stood forgotten in the tall stilt closet in the castle's front hallway. There is so much work to be done in the kingdom of maybe I'll read it on a stream one night, but, or maybe it's about him experiencing joy on his stilts. I don't know. Dr. Seuss is a questionable small hat. Yesterday's episode is top 10 for me crushing. Yeah, it's one of my favorite episodes. And what a good ending to the whole saga, that it turns out the young pomegranate was a better guy than I thought. And that we're really all in this together. Oh, you're taking off the, you're letting the pomegranate go? No, it's just the truth. All the points I made were factual, but the pomegranate, I could tell he had no joy in the stream being kicked off. And then I realized that if only they would realize YouTube and all these companies are just fattening them up like a spring hog for slaughter. And I don't mean that literally necessarily, so don't spiral. They're going to be blamed for economic disasters in the future that are going to come from a small group of people calling themselves men in petite hats. And that's going to suck for them. Yep. All right, guys. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, and P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Support what you like or it goes away. Grabble for babble. Yeah, but either way, it's I can't believe this is my job. It finally dawned on me, and I'm very excited. All right. Did you ever get the Sacred Geometry Blue Bottles? Yes, thank you, Weiss. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Weiss. Everyone subscribe to DITRH, Down Inside the Rabbit Hole. He has been a great friend to me throughout a lot of me realizing